There were over 1,400 new coronavirus infections in Alaska last week, about the same number of new infections reported each day during the height of the recent surge in late September and October. Nationally, cases are on the rise again, due in part to the arrival of the highly transmissible Omicron variant. Dr. Ann Zink is glad to see that only 8% of Alaska's hospital beds are occupied by COVID patients, down from 20% a couple of months ago. And although immunity from vaccines has been shown to wane after 6 months, Zink says that vaccines remain the best choice for reducing the risk of a severe infection.
You know, you're around 10 times more likely to be hospitalized if you're unvaccinated compared to vaccinated.
Zink says that a couple of new monoclonal antibody treatments recently have been approved to fight COVID-19 in patients who've already contracted the disease, but they're no substitute for not getting COVID in the first place. That means a vaccination or a booster for anyone who's at least 6 months out from receiving the Pfizer or Moderna series, or 2 months out from their single-shot J&J vaccine. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control on December 10th authorized boosters for 16-year-olds who received the initial series of the Pfizer vaccine. Will a new variant always mean a new round of boosters? State epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin says this remains a possibility.
What if we get a variant that evades immunity to such a degree that the vaccines that we have really provide limited protection? And then, yes, we would be looking at the possibility of a booster dose, especially if that variant was associated with high rates of hospitalization and death.
Variations like Delta and Omicron can occur when the virus invades a human host and is allowed to replicate. Omicron first appeared and skyrocketed in South Africa, where vaccination rates are generally low. McLaughlin says we probably won't see an end to variants until we see an end to COVID.
We would expect that more mutations are likely to occur in regions of the world where low vaccination coverage rates are happening because the virus has more opportunities to replicate. The more people that are susceptible to infection, the more likely you're going to see those people get infected, and then the more viral opportunities for replication.
Another argument for a booster shot, 57% of infections among Alaskans over 65 years of age in October were breakthrough cases. This population is 77% vaccinated, but vaccinated early. A similar increase in breakthroughs in younger age groups seems likely as they move past the six-month mark, unless they take advantage of the widely available and free booster vaccines. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.